Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Switch It Up Show. My name is Glenn, and I will be one of your hosts as we explore the wonderful world of indie games on the Nintendo Switch. I am, of course, joined by my wonderful co-host, Mr. Seth Trav.
How are you doing today, my guy?
I'm doing all right, my man. You know, we are kind of taking advantage of, of the winter slash holiday break, recording a couple episodes here, and I was inspired by the energy of your last hosting episode duties, and I wanted to try to carry it through with my excitement for this game that I'm going to be talking about right after we pause for a moment for me to collect myself and enjoy these sweet, sweet tunes. Anna Monoguchi, ladies and gentlemen, you can check them out over in the show notes, and I highly recommend that you do. They have some wonderful music which accompany us here on the Switch It Up Show. And of course, if you want more Switch It Up Show, you can not only listen to our back catalog across multiple platforms, you can subscribe to us on social media at Switch It Up Show. And of course, if you're looking for Seth Trav, at Seth Trav, that's almost too good, and you can find myself over at Scary to the Max. New Twitter handle, almost messed it up. But I'm not gonna mess up this review of this first game, which is This is the President, which I played over on PC of all places. Picked this up on Steam. I switched it up this episode, ladies and gentlemen, but I do think this is a great example of a game that would easily play on the Switch and would be a blast. It is $14.99, and it's only available on Steam, Windows, and Mac, which is interesting. Not a lot of games that we review happen to pop up on the Mac, but this one is. And This is the President. There's a very small synopsis, so I'm going to have to create a little bit of one. This is the President is a political thriller. You are the newly elected leader with a shady background. It is up to you to abuse the position of the most powerful man in the world to escape justice for past crimes, even if that pitches the country into utter chaos. This game is based on a true story. No, it's not. But it feels like it could be. It feels like we're probably but we've lived this in the past, and we may live it in the future, depending on things, how things go down. It is from our wonderful friends over at THQ. And this is, I love this type of game. I absolutely love it. This is kind of like if you took all of the really fun political interaction slash diplomacy screens from Civilization and turned it into a game. That's exactly what this is about. There are basically, like the description says, you are a reelected president, and you've done some stuff which is not good. Like you are definitely not the good guy in this one, and you have to try to figure out a way in order to cover your tracks. And basically, you are tasked throughout the game to, like, as soon as you get elected, you have to set up your cabinet, you have to salary, like, all your positions, and then once you finish that, you have to kind of handle the day-to-day operations of the president. And basically, you've committed a crime, and you have to make sure that you get this amendment passed to the Constitution that's going to basically absolve you from being prosecuted in the future. But in order to do this, you have to make sure that your approval rating's high enough so that people like you and that senators will kind of like play ball. You have to kind of keep your ears to the ground for any type of gossip or any blackmail opportunities that you might be able to use on different representatives in Congress or the House of Representatives. Well, Congress is both of them. But if you're able to blackmail someone, you have to be able to, and willing to do it. You have to assign your different members of cabinets to deal with different things as they arise. You have to also have to watch out for them. You're kind of managing them from an HR perspective. So you have to make sure that they're performing well and they're also well rested, because sometimes a situation will arise, and if you aren't doing a good job at managing your resources, you will have no one to deal with said situation, and then you will have to suffer the consequences. And that could be anything like a leak to maybe an issue at the border, or perhaps like an outbreak of a virus. You have to be able to respond to these things as the president and dictate who is going to handle them and make sure that you have people available to handle them and that you keep them happy, because you will have to make certain decisions and sign off on certain things. And if you are not kind of bouncing all these balls in the air, one of them will fall and it will hurt you. And it can hurt you in terms of like approval with your staff, approval with Congress, approval with one of the representatives, approval with the people. And there's all types of things that you have to watch out. You also have to make sure that you have enough money to pay off the lobbyists who are going to hopefully allow your bill to pass. So you've got a basically like a 4-year clock in order to get this taken care of, or you are probably going to end up in jail. So it's really more of like a visual novel meets resource management. And like, that is perfect. This is definitely the type of game that I could just sit down and, you know, before I know it, 2 hours have gone by and I have no clue what happened. I love this type of game. If you really love, that type of like political slash diplomacy, like especially from Civilization, like if you were a big fan of those interactions where you're signing treaties and, you know, ratifying things, you're going to love this. This is that on steroids, and it's great. There's no reason I feel like that this game shouldn't be on the Switch. It's all like point and click. It's probably like a little bit of a, it's definitely a visual novel. A ton of reading is in this. I loved it. This is the president for me. It's $14.99 currently. This is exactly what I want out of this game. This is a 5 out of 5. This is the president is excellent. Can't recommend it enough.
Right on, man.
Yeah, dude.
Hell of a score to give out.
So good, man. They nail it. They know exactly what they're going for, and it's awesome. And it's weird because it's got a mixed review on Steam, but you know what? You're wrong. 30% of you that said no, you're wrong.
Well, it's funny that you have a mixed review and multiple options, because the game I played today also has multiple options, and you're gonna have some mixed feelings. It's called The Prince of Landis. It is currently $5.59 on sale, and you get 28 gold coins when you purchase it digitally on that Nintendo eShop. A small town boy learns from a nihilistic alien how to stand up for himself in the year 1980X. Young Evan must survive a bleak life in the snowy backwater of Landis, Oregon. One fateful day, his existence is forever changed by the dark influences of a strange visitor from another world. With the guidance of his new ally, can Evan stand up against schoolyard bullies? Will he have the courage to stand up for himself? The Prince of Landis combines the character-driven story and dialogue of a visual novel with the exploration and puzzle-solving of an adventure game. It features shocking character-driven story, 2D exploration and puzzle-solving, and original art and sound. It's from our good friends over at Retaliaca Games, and it is actually rated M for blood and gore, violence, and strong language. So, ladies and gentlemen, as they said, the game does have very, very strong language, and my God, does it. It hits you with some of the wildest language you're going to hear in games, or read rather, in games, right from the get. Like, as soon as you start, they're dropping F-bombs and all kinds. It's a little wild. And that part of the game actually was one of the things that turned me off a little bit. I know that I swore a lot, and I still do, but I don't feel like I swore like this in high school, especially to kids that are like 8 years old. It was just wild to me. Or I guess he's got to be a freshman because he's in the high school too. But yeah, it was a little wild with this language. And then there's also a lot of insinuation that happens with some things. It's a little creepy, and the game is definitely sad for some of the people, especially the main character who spends most of the game either getting beaten up by bullies or his drunk father. It's a bit of a tough game, and they do a fairly good job of actually building up some dread once you actually run into this alien. I believe they called him the Visitor, something like that. He the alien is very wild and is all about this kind of like predator prey mentality. And, you know, you got to kill everything. Otherwise, they'll kill you, and the universe is unforgiving. So they constantly will show you this same drawn image of this very creepy alien with its claw sort of around the boy with a black eyes neck, like standing behind him as he's giving him this, like, it is very nihilistic viewpoints on the entire universe and existence in general. It's the puzzles are a little complex, not so much that you can't solve them with relative ease. The game took me about 2.5-3 hours. You could stretch it longer. I did, because I wanted to get some of the different endings and see what happens when you play as a worse person. It's interesting because the overall objectives can be achieved by doing a couple different things. And that is going to affect the gameplay and how other characters respond to you and what sort of an ending you'll get. I only got two endings. I don't know if there's any more, but I believe there are. And you can pick and choose to do some interesting and terrible things. It's all a moral dilemma. It's all very interesting. And it was a surprisingly captivating and interesting game. I highly, highly recommend this game if you're looking for something of a choose-your-own-adventure, something of a little bit of a puzzler. If you want to spend a kind of creepy night and you can't find any good horror movie, you should definitely get this. It is only $5.59, and you can get it now. Because of that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give The Prince of Landis a 4.5 out of 5.
I wasn't sure what your score was going to be once you were mentioning how, like, you know, turned off you were at the beginning. But it turned around, it seemed like.
It did. It definitely did. I was just super turned off because I was like, why are these dudes being so,
so
mean
aggressive
to this
yeah.
kid? And why are they so aggressively swearing in this weird, weird way? The kid, he seems like he's younger than a freshman, but he's not. He's a freshman in high school, I believe. It's an interesting game, and there's a lot that you can go around and do, and you can be a pretty bad person if you want to be.
Well, remember, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Switch It Up show, we're all about positively. We're all about positivity and being the best that you can be. We try to bring a little bit of light into the world. So I know this has been kind of like a scary, dark year. So hopefully we brought you a little bit of joy. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if things ever get boring or sad, you can always switch it up.